Hello, everyone. This is Ron Schneider today, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a very unique product line that's all enzyme-based nutrition. And the reason I say that that's unique is because without enzymes, there's not a nutritional product on the planet that could be utilized at the cellular level. And so what I'd like to do today is explain in great detail about our product line, what sets us apart from other companies and other brands sitting on a retail shelf somewhere. But more importantly, I'd like to give you a little bit more background about your own body's functioning and why you need these type of products. So with that being said, what I'd like to do is just give you a little bit of information that you may not be aware of. First of all, I think the most significant discovery to date in science is the discovery of an enzyme called telomerase. And this little enzyme actually regulates and dictates how many specific times any given cell of the human body has the capacity to replicate or reproduce itself. Every single cell of the body has a limited number of times that it has the capability of reproducing itself. That is so profound in understanding that the capacity of a cell is not just endless. There is a finite amount. And then the more significant part of that is that when you understand telomerase and its role in inhibiting or preventing cellular reproduction endlessly, then you finally start to realize the statements like I'm about to tell you about, that for every 10 years a person lives their life, you will lose a minimum of 8 to 10% of your digestive enzyme production capacity. So think about that. By the time you're 50 years old, you've already lost a minimum of 45 to 50% of your digestive enzyme production capacity. How can you possibly support the nutritional needs of the cellular and the basic organs of the body if you don't have the capability of digesting the food you're consuming? Because after all, hydrochloric acid does not digest your meals. It provides an acid pH that activates your protease enzymes, because protease enzymes that digest your protein foods, they will not activate in any kind of a environment that's an alkalinity. They only activate in acid pH environments. So that's why your body produces hydrochloric acid. And so if we lose our ability to produce enzymes, then we literally are losing our ability to properly nourish and activate the cellular functioning of the body itself, of the organs, of all the things that cells are a part of, which is virtually everything in the human body. So with that being said, that's why I'm an immunoenzymologist. I choose to focus on the enzymes of the cells rather than the cell's functioning process, because that's all dictated by enzymes and genetics anyway. So those are the fundamental needs that I think everybody needs to be aware of. And what's really frustrating to me is I see so many products out there that claim to do this, to do that, to do this, to do that. And all these products are either chemical or nutrient-based. And before your body can utilize any of those products, you have to have the ability to digest it. And unfortunately, you cannot change genetics. That's a scientific fact. You cannot change the genetics that you're giving. All you can do is understand the flaws of the genetics that you've inherited and your body is made up of, and then find a way to compensate for those genetic flaws. And that's what Enriching Gifts International is really all about. It's finding a way to compensate for what the body lacks in its genetic ability to perform and do as we age. So what I'd like to do is get into specifics about our product line and specifics about disease and illness. And as I go through the disease and illness, I'm going to explain to each and every person exactly how our product line can benefit you at recovering your health, at regrowing or recovering cellularly, cellularly regrow yourself back to a healthy state of functioning and metabolic capacity. And everybody has that genetic potential to do that. As long as you're breathing, your body's doing one of two things. You're either regenerating, meaning you're cellularly reproducing yourself to maintain optimum metabolic functioning and optimum quality of life, or you're degenerating, meaning you're not meeting the adequate minimum needs of your body to reproduce itself. And when that's not being done, then you degenerate. So, and that's what happens from the time you're born to the time you die. Nothing else matters. You're either regenerating, and that's maintaining optimum great quality of life and health, or you're degenerating. And that's, and one of these two processes goes on in your life every single day while you live your life. And which one is occurring is going to dictate what your quality of life looks like each and every day until the day you die. And so, I mean, this sounds very simplistic, but it is extremely complicated. So I'm going to try to take the complication of it out to where it's more of a layman's understanding and something that you can feel very empowered in implementing into your daily life. So what I'd like to do is start off with some of the main diseases that affect people. And when you think, take a look at the world, not just what goes on here in America or in Canada or in Mexico, but here in the North American continent, but out into the whole world. When you look at Japan, where they have herpes as their number one ailment that's treated in the country, 75-80% of most Japanese actually have herpes by the time they're an adult. And so that's the problem that that particular country deals with. But here in America, let's start with heart disease. Heart disease right now is the number one killer in America, and it's pretty much the number one killer most of the world, with the exception of Africa, where HIV and AIDS runs rampant. But heart disease here in America is the number one killer. And I think it is still allowing to manifest and grow itself as a disease because of ignorance as well as the treatment for heart disease by the allopathic and medical communities. And another distinction that needs to be made is drugs from your local doctor or your local pharmacy. Drugs work on the very same premise. It was one single premise that all drugs work on. They have the ability to inhibit or alter enzymatic activity. Now, what I mean is they literally inhibit or shut down specific parts of the cell from functioning. And by doing that, you alleviate the symptoms of the disease or the condition in the body. So, again, we're masking the disease. If you're inhibiting the body from manifesting symptoms to actually say there's something wrong, then all we're doing is we're masking. And that's what drugs do. They inhibit the body's signaling mechanism from doing their jobs. So drugs are okay at relieving inflammation, pain, things like that, so you don't have to feel the effects of that, but you're not ever going to address the problem or the disease condition itself with a drug. There's no drug in the world that will ever cure disease or illness. That's why with modern-day medicine and all the technology we have, like someone once says, well, we can put a person on the moon, but we can't cure cancer. I don't believe that. We will be able to cure cancer in my lifetime. Well, that's just somebody's being ignorant and doesn't understand what the medical community is all about. They will always be very effective and very technologically advanced at treating symptoms. They do not cure a disease. Drugs do not have the ability to cure a disease. So modern medicine will always be looking for a cure for tuberculosis, for diabetes, for arthritis, for heart disease, for cancer, for Alzheimer's, for gout, because they don't treat the disease. So they'll always be looking for a cure. Please understand this. There's a place for medicine. They're wonderful at what they do, but they also come with severe side effects and health risks as a result of using drugs and as a result of the nature in which a drug works inside the human body. So let's just take heart disease. Heart disease itself can manifest in many different symptoms. The most common symptom is heart attack or stroke. And by the time you actually feel the symptoms literally are so severely advanced and the disease is so severely advanced that once you experience a symptom of a heart disease, it could probably kill you. So understanding everybody has a link to heart disease through your genetics. And that's really, you need to have conversations with your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your mother and your father, maybe even as far up as your grandparents, because that's what you are made up of. is two generations worth of genes and chromosomes. And so when you start talking with your immediate relatives and looking at what they deal with in their middle ages or whatever the time of year their disease starts and what type of disease they actually have to overcome, then there's a good chance that that's part of your genetic makeup, and that might be the disease that you have to fight one day. So heart disease can affect anybody, and most people it does, and part of it is a very sedentary lifestyle. So cardiovascularly, our heart is not a very strong developed muscle because of lack of exercise for a big part of it, and that ties into obesity, and I'll get around to that later on. But again, one of the biggest reasons why you have heart disease, especially with aneurysms and strokes, is because the arterial wall itself loses the ability to expand and contract to accommodate high blood pressure. And antioxidants are at the root, antioxidant deficiencies, that is at the root of most heart disease. Enzyme deficiencies, severe protease enzyme deficiencies, again, are at the root of most heart disease issues. LDL cholesterol. Companies like Lipitor and all these statin drug companies want to make their link to heart disease about their statin drugs. Well, if we can reduce LDL cholesterol, which is your low-density lipids, which is your bad cholesterol, if we can reduce that, then somehow we reduce your risk to heart disease. LDL cholesterol in levels of 3, 4, 500 have never, ever contributed to a heart attack. Never. The substance LDL cholesterol, your body even makes cholesterol, both good and bad. So why would your body make it, and why would so many Americans not have heart attacks and stroke, and yet their body makes the same substance that these drug companies are trying to link to the disease itself? So the amount of LDL cholesterol and the fact that your body produces LDL cholesterol is not the cause or contributing factor to heart disease, contrary to modern medical say-how or whatever they're trying to convince you of. Because for me, as an immunoenzymologist and a research scientist, what they're telling me just doesn't add up. And so what happens is when you talk about heart disease and LDL cholesterol, you're literally talking about oxidative factors. LDL cholesterol in any level, whether it's 50 or whether it's 500, when it solidifies through oxidation, and that's the lack of antioxidants in your body and your bloodstream that allows for oxidation to occur. When oxidation occurs, it turns things that were once liquid into a solid. Now that it's solidified, now it can be easily lodged and stored in the veins and organs and vessels of your body. And that's the way LDL cholesterol, undigested bleeding, plaque, so many other substances develop and get retained and build up and accumulate inside the human body. Is because of lack of antioxidants. And again, once things solidify, they're going to build up inside your system. So here we've got these great antioxidants, and even when we have enzymes, high levels of enzymes, to actually prevent a lot of this oxidation from occurring. Because again, if a substance is in the body too long, it allows it to become oxidized. One of the major factors that's going to prevent or inhibit that substance from being in the body too long to oxidize is the fact that it gets fully and completely digested to where the body will either utilize it and eliminate it effectively before oxidation can occur. So the plant enzymes definitely are the first and foremost foundational product in our entire arsenal of nutritional products. Before you consume anything, you have to guarantee and ensure digestion. Digestion is the foundation that allows for every single substance you would ingest in your body to work as a health nutrient benefit. And without adequate enzymes, you're not going to get adequate digestion. It's just that simple, plain fact. And you cannot keep expecting the body to carry out normal, highly demanding metabolic functionings with a nutritionally deficient body and cell. It just cannot sustain itself, and that's why the body degenerates. That's why so many people accumulate disease and illness, because we're not getting different aspects and cells of the body nourished to where they can carry out vital life reproductive processes each and every day. And so enzymes are at the heart of what allows everything else, whether it's in your diet that you consume daily or whether it's in your supplemental program, to work. And plant enzymes, the reason I use plant enzymes is because they are much more diverse in their capability and their beneficial functioning as opposed to animal enzymes like pancreatin, which is derived from pig gut. And then you have ox bile, which comes from the stomach of an ox. And then you also have food-based enzymes like bromelain from pineapples, papain from papaya. The problem with these are papain has to have temperatures of about 117, 125 degrees to become fully active to their full activation potential. The human body never gets above 103 to 105 degrees, otherwise you start to suffer from what they call cellular burnout. Or you die from it by the time your body temperature reached 108, 110. You'd literally be dead. Your brain would boil. So most other cells in your body. So papain really isn't that good of an enzyme for supplemental use. Bromelain, although it's not going to be much of a benefit in the areas of protein digestion, it does lend a little bit of help there. But the big thing about bromelain is it's a protease enzyme, and it is a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory. So any kind of inflammation throughout your body anywhere, when you take bromelain enzymes on a regular basis, they will reduce inflammation, allowing for better circulation, which then in turn creates better metabolic functioning. But again, bromelain doesn't really have a lot of digestive benefit, but it does have tremendous anti-inflammatory benefits. And bromelain is one of the enzymes in our plant enzyme formulation. The other thing with the plant enzymes, we have a very broad spectrum formulation. It has protease to break down your proteins, and it has six substrates of protease. So it can digest any protein you would ever ingest into your body. And then you have amylase to break down carbohydrates, lipase to break down fats, sucrase to break down sugars, maltase and invertase to break down malts, bromelain to reduce inflammation, lactase to break down lactose sugars, in dairy products, so many people are lactose intolerant. Well, the reason you're lactose intolerant is because your body lacks the lactase enzyme production. So you're literally putting proteins and lactose sugars in your body that can't be digested, so you're intolerant because you lack the enzymes to digest that. It's all pretty simple, but this is what our formulation is comprised of. And we even have cellulase enzymes to help break down fiber, and there's a lot of beneficial nutrients within fiber. But all the fiber is mainly used as a bulking agent to help food to pass through so it doesn't become compacted and slowed way down in its transit time and elimination from the body. And I use an alkaline-activated formula, which has to come from plants. You can only get these from plant and fungal sources. If you're going to use pancreatin, like from animals and stuff, they will work, but they're very limited in their additional benefits. They'll work great at increasing digestion, which is huge, by the way. I don't want it to sound or belittle the benefits of pancreatin or any supplemental enzyme. There's no such thing as a bad enzyme. All enzymes are wonderful, great things. They will help your body tremendously because your body is naturally losing its ability to produce digestion. And so when you start to compensate for that, there is no such thing as a bad enzyme. There's just bad manufacturers and bad formulators. And so what I've been trying to formulate is what I want to accomplish. And what I want to accomplish is make sure that everything is consumed, is fully digested to where it's either utilized as an enzyme activator or cell activator, or it's eliminated before it has time to oxidize and turn into toxicity that will build up and eventually inhibit certain areas of functioning of the body. And so that's what this enzyme formulation, the plant enzyme, is for. It's broad spectrum. It covers all alkalinity and pH ranges of the body. So it's even activated, still active, in the bloodstream when they get absorbed into the bloodstream. Because there's certain enzymes that won't activate in the digestive process, so they're just passed through as simple proteins. And a high percentage of them, because of, again, the way they're manufactured and formulated, do get into the bloodstream and become very, very active. now we actually have enzymes that are available in the bloodstream without having to have injections and shots and things like that, that we can take orally that will have active benefits in the bloodstream. And some of those benefits are, again, reducing inflammation in the organs and throughout the body and the circulatory pathways, breaking down testing plaque that might be adhering to your cellular walls and things like that. We can break down fibrinogen, causes and contributes to inflammation. There's so many things and areas that we can actually address with this enzyme formulation, way too many to go into. But it is our foundation product. The second thing I want to talk about is a product called Sterilmax. Sterilmax is a product that's made from plant sterols. Now, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm not going to brag too much, but I was the one who brought sterols to the United States market back in 1997 from South Africa. There was a professor, his name was Professor Carl Pagel, who worked for Natal Medical Center as the applied chemistry professor. This gentleman, or professor, if you will, had been researching plant sterols his entire life. This is his life's work, plant sterols. He identified one of the sterols, I believe it was a phytosterol. There's three types of sterols, beta, kappa, and cytosterol. And of the three sterols, there's only one sterol that has an active glucoside molecule. That was actually discovered by Professor Pagel. And this molecule now is classified as a nutrient. Why? Because it activates six different enzymes within the T2 and T4 cells of the immune system. So again, anything that would activate an enzyme is classified as a nutrient. It's no longer just a substance. And so these glucosides are immune modulators and proliferating factor nutrients. And so what had happened was, is as a result of my going to Africa with enzymes, to help expose them and what it can do for the immune system and HIV, AIDS, the disease itself. And working with Professor Pagel, I was able to get very educated upon sterols and the differences between the Sterilmax product and other sterols out in the worldwide marketplace. One of the things that you need to understand is that Sterilmax has an active glucoside, fully intact and active. Most sterols that come from the worldwide market come from China. They're a byproduct of the vitamin E production industry. When they take vitamin E out of soybean, and they have to heat it in order to extract the vitamin E, well, heat destroys the glucosides. So you may get a sterol product, which is just a plant fat, but you'll never get a sterol with an active glucoside unless you use a cytosterol source. And cytosterol is not found in a soybean, not to a high percentage anyway. They are found, but it's not a real high percentage. And then that's another thing he was telling me is about the different varieties of plant species. Some yield much higher concentrations of glucosides and sterols per gram as opposed to others. So again, that's another fact that you want to be aware of. How much sterol content do you actually have in a 350 or 400 milligram capsule? We have 200 milligrams of sterols per 350 milligrams of sprout material. And of the 200 milligrams, we actually have 40 milligrams of glucoside. Most companies only have 20. And in order to get this tremendous immune modulating benefit that was discovered, you need a minimum of 20 per meal, or if you're taking it for immune benefits, you take one milligrams of glucosides to get that tremendous immune modulating and proliferating benefits. And so, again, we derive all of our materials, our glucosides, and our sterol, cytosterol specifically, from sprouts, although all plants have sterols, every single plant in the world has sterols, but glucosides are only found in sprouts. They're not found in plants. And remember, the glucoside is the immune modulating nutrient. for those six enzymes within T2 and T4 cells. And by the way, T cells are your cancer-destroying cells of the immune system. That's what the immune system cells do. The T cells destroy cells that are infected with viral organisms, cells that are not functioning properly. That's the cells that don't clean up all of the cells that are not functioning properly in the body. So, again, we use sprouts because they have the highest concentration of sterols and glucosides. We use sprouts because they're the only plant source that actually has a living active glucoside in it. And the sprout plants that actually produce the sprouts, we've got a hybrid species we created just for the SteroMax product. It will produce thousands of times more sterols per gram than any other plant identified in nature to date. And so this sets SteroMax apart tremendously from any other sterol product in the marketplace. No one has their sterols from a sprouted material with a glucoside fully 100% actively intact. And there are some other companies out in the marketplace that they extract, and they even use chemicals to extract glucosides. And then the ratios of sterols to glucosides, and now they're allowed to patent that. Well, those are all games and gimmicks, and my goal is to create the absolute best sterol product in the world, which we have done. Now, we've proven that in Africa with HIV/AIDS. We've clinically proven it around the world, and we've even got it licensed as a treatment for HIV and AIDS. So that goal has been accomplished. Then the next product that I want to talk about is the daily detox. I guess let me back up just a little bit and say there's a system that we have in place that I'm trying to go through, and I probably should have identified this in the very beginning of the recording, is that my belief is, and this is not my belief, it's definitely supported with substantial research, 19 years worth of research. Can't even tell you how many blood screenings, but I've done over 65,000 people's blood myself, just analyzing the facts, both short-term in a matter of minutes and hours, in a matter of weeks, over a period of months and even years on the same person, to monitor the effects of the use of these products inside the human body. And it's just extraordinary what shows up in as little as 1 year. I mean, it's like looking at a whole different internal body. It's a whole different person. And you can do that and create that for yourself in less than a year. But what we're trying to do is the body is made up of five major metabolic systems. The first system is digestion, and that's why we created the enzymes, and that's why we formulated them the way they're formulated. The second system is immunity, because without digestion and the nutrients being fully digested to the point to where they're cellular assimilatable, then nothing else is going to work. So the enzymes support the digestive process. The sterols and glucosides support building a Hercules of an immune system. Because once you have adequate nutrition and digestive capabilities, then you have to have protection. Protect the cells so that when they are reproduced, they can actually develop into full maturity and organ functioning or tissue functioning capability. In order to have that protection, that comes from your immune system. That's what your immune system does. Protects the body so it can regenerate and reproduce itself. That's all it does. But that is significant. That's a huge role that the immune system has to do. And so our second system is the immune system. Develop protection so that regeneration and reproduction can occur. The third system is you have to have a clean environment for your organs to function and for your immune system to do what it's designed to do. So we've created a product called Daily Detoxification, which is basically a very high fiber-based product. And so what it does is it has different herbs and different nutrients to actually stimulate the cleansing and release of toxins by the body. It also has real high fiber so we can very quickly remove the toxicity that's created from our food intake and create it into waste. So we can eliminate that waste from the body before it has time to grow and oxidize or ferment or all the things that it's going to do. And so we have to have cleanliness in the body in order for it to be able to function optimally and efficiently. And that's what the daily detoxification does. why wait until the body is truly toxic before you detoxify it? Just every single meal you consume has a potential of toxicity. So we have toxicity that comes into our body daily. We know that, so why not clean it daily? And that's what the daily detoxification was created to do, is cleanse the body daily without having harmful, real harsh laxatives and things like that. The fourth area of metabolic functioning and significance is the GI tract. You have great digestion, you have the immunity, you have cleanliness. Now we have all of our nutrients get absorbed through that gastrointestinal system. So we have to have a healthy GI tract. And part of the most significant part of having a healthy GI tract is clean bowels, clean intestinal cell walls, so the mucosal that's created every 3 to 5 days can do its job. And the other component of a healthy intestinal system or GI tract is probiotics. Probiotics not only create and help maintain a higher alkalinity and a proper pH of the GI tract, but they also, through the bacterial nature themselves, produce enzymes that actually microdigest other nutrients in your meal source that you've consumed beyond what your normal digestive enzymes are able to digest and break down. So the probiotics create a real healthy environment where anything that's involved in your GI tract and in your bowels can really do the job they're designed to do, whether it's quick elimination, whether it's proper elimination, secretion of bile. All of those things are dependent upon a clean, healthy, properly pH-balanced GI tract. And that's what probiotics do. They actually help to create alkalinity. They help to oxygenate. They promote proper GI tract health. And the last of the fundamental five is the multivitamin. How many people actually live on a great diet? How many people have a nutritionally rich diet in their daily life? Most people would kind of shrug their head, look down at their toes, and say, well, I guess I'm really not one of those people. Well, you don't have to be one of those people anymore. We've got some great all-natural vitamins, minerals, herbs, just all of the great stuff in one complete vitamin source, and that's called Complete Vitamin Plus. And that's our fundamental five steps to optimum health. And so I should have said that in the beginning, but I want to go back to now, as you understand this, kind of go through these steps and our products. Because, again, we've talked about the enzymes, we've talked about the Steromax. Now I want to talk about daily detox. Daily detoxification has two or three sources of fiber in it. That's psyllium seed hulls, psyllium seed pods, and psyllium seeds themselves, whole. It also has Turkish rhubarb, and that's an herb that destroys parasitic bacteria and even worms, hookworms, flukes that get attached and survive and live in the liver. So again, we have herbs in there that will destroy parasites. We have lots of fiber to actually bulk and scrape and keep clean all of that oxidized mucosa, whether it's the mucosa that's created by your GI tract cells themselves to cleanse and keep the walls clean. And a lot of people don't look at milk, common everyday breakfast milk, as mucus. Understand one thing, anybody listens to this, milk is not healthy once you're weaned from your mother. Your body starts to virtually not even produce lactase enzymes. That's why so many people are so intolerant to milk and dairy products. That's why milk and dairy products cause and contribute to so many diseases and illnesses. Because you literally, once you're born, within 3 to 5 years, you don't produce much lactase enzymes anymore, not generally. And so again, you're putting excess mucus in your body every day you drink typical cow's milk. And it's not healthy for you, contrary to the National Dairy Association's advertisements. It's okay as a calcium and a protein source if you have lactase enzymes, if you have the capability to digest it. It does have nutritional value. Again, one more reason why everybody should start using the plant enzyme product. because make sure that we get enough enzyme and digestive capability, again, for whatever foods we're going to consume in a daily diet. So that's the daily detoxification, and that's the primary role that it does, is it has tremendous cleansing ingredients in it to help cleanse and keep the GI tract cleansed. And when you cleanse the GI tract, you'll automatically be cleansing organs, because most organs get polluted and toxic from poorly eliminated waste material within the GI tract. And then coming down one more step, we have the probiotics with FOS. I know there's a lot of material out there talking about FOS because it's a sugar base, that it's bad for you, this, that. It's just simply not true. Again, most people start to lack sucrase enzymes and sugar digesting enzymes, and there becomes the problem. If you have the enzymes in adequate amounts, then whatever you put in your body will either be digested, will either be assimilated, or easily eliminated because it has been completely digested and broken down. And your body knows what to do with it as long as it's fully digested. It's when you lack enzymes, it partially decomposes and digests, then the body can't utilize it, so it doesn't know how to eliminate it either. So it just floats around until it oxidizes and gets stored. But probiotics, as I had mentioned earlier, probiotics are part of our fundamental five-step program. The probiotics that exist in the probiotic with FOS product, they are, again, eight different probiotic strains. Acidophilus is probably one of the most popular probiotics. Everybody's aware of the word. They kind of have an idea that it somehow supports gastrointestinal health and it somehow contributes to healthy for you. Okay, there's other probiotics that are much, much more beneficial to the human body. I like to talk about Al salivarius, Plantarum, Bulgarius. These are colonizing bacteria. Acidophilus is a non-colonizing probiotic. It has great bacterial culturing benefits, and it does help to break down some of the harmful bacteria in the GI tract. So there is some benefit to it, but it does not colonize, and it doesn't produce a high amount of enzymatic activity from the bacteria of the probiotic itself, from the Acidophilus. Whereas Al salivarius, the Hercules of all probiotics, this is a very aggressively colonizing, meaning it reproduces and grows itself right in the GI tract, but it also produces some of the highest amounts of enzymes from any bacterial source. And these enzymes can literally destroy E. coli bacteria. It'll destroy H. pylori bacteria. It causes ulcers in people's GI tracts and stomachs. It can actually increase the oxygenation and raise the pH of the GI tract because of, again, some of the release that this bacterial strain has. It actually produces and releases oxygen. So there's just a tremendous amount of benefits by having a multi-strain formulation. And again, one of the technologies that we have exclusively available with the plant or the probiotics with FOS is a heat-stabilized temperature technology. Our probiotics do not have to be refrigerated. In fact, I'd like to share something with everyone. When I first developed the probiotics, I was down in Scottsdale, Arizona. And as I moved from Scottsdale to Montana, and this was in 1996, as I was cleaning out my truck after I got to Montana and everything, and I was going to trade it in for another vehicle, we actually discovered a bottle of probiotics that had been expired, but it was unopened. It was a brand new bottle stuck in the back of the glove compartment, and it had been expired for over 3 years. So we have 2 years co-date, 3 years expiration, and this product has been literally laying in this glove box for almost 5.5 years. So just out of pure curiosity, because the temperatures are so extreme in the summertime in Phoenix, Arizona, and in Scottsdale, I thought, well, this has got to be a totally worthless, destroyed product. But just because it was a brand new bottle, just out of curiosity, I sent it in to Covance Laboratories and San Diego Analytical Laboratories. And literally, when we got our assay back, I was shocked. And if nothing ever spoke to the quality of our product, this certainly did. Two completely different independent laboratories. And when we got it back, we actually had 17% more active living cultures in the capsules in the day, we actually had it manufactured and athleted for Living Cultures, 5 years after it had been bottled. So that is just an extraordinary example of the kind of quality and stabilization technology that we have and use with our probiotics with FOS product. And I can strongly vouch, I don't think there's another company in the world that can produce that kind of result. In fact, I know there isn't, because the heat stabilization technology is exclusively available only to our company and to this product line. Now I want to move on a little bit to what we were talking about earlier about one of the major contributing factors to heart disease and things like that, which is antioxidant deficiencies. Most everything you consume can be usually digested and eliminated if it doesn't oxidize. The problem is when you don't fully digest things, it slows them way, way down from being eliminated through the pathways of the body. And oxidation of most of the food substances which we would consume on a daily basis only have to be in the body for 8 to 10 hours before they start to solidify. I mean, really start to oxidize to where they're now starting to turn solid. 8 to 10 hours is all it takes for most substances and byproducts of your daily diet. So it's really important that we realize that this is the time frame, 10 to 12 hours at the very, very most, and after that it's going to be solid. And it will be stored in an organ, a tissue, a joint, on an artery wall, or even in an organ someplace. And one of the things that can significantly slow way down that oxidative process to where now we can have things in the body for 18 to 24 hours before they oxidize, that gives us almost three times the elimination time needed for the poorly digested substances to be eliminated from the body and into the toilet or urinated, however the elimination pathway is going to go. But antioxidants will slow way, way down the hardening process or the oxidation process. And by doing that, it gives us a lot more time and the body to figure out how to get the substances that are in the body eliminated that it can't use, way before it has time to start to build up in a solid formation. And there's a lot of antioxidants out in the marketplace. You've heard a lot about different antioxidants. Some of the more recent real technology, high-tech breakthrough antioxidants are astaxanthins. Astaxanthin comes from red algae. It only comes from the species of a red algae. And the company we get our red algae from, they actually have photoreactor bio-growing domes. And what these are, they're big, huge, 5-foot round glass bulbs. And they're elevated off the ground about a foot. And then they have tubes going into each side in the middle. If you took a basketball and then you took and hooked the tube, one on each side, so where there's four tubes running into the center of that ball, well, that's what this big, huge field or orchard of algae looks like. And the temperature can actually regulate how much sunlight is allowed to come shining through these big glass domes. And so again, this, the Metabolic Complete has antioxidants in it, but I'm going to save a little bit of this for the red algae, because we do have a product that just is a standalone antioxidant. And I got a little bit ahead of myself there. But antioxidants are the only mechanism and that you have to slow down oxidation. And they're abundantly available in fresh fruits for the most part. Vegetables typically don't have too many antioxidants, although, like I mentioned earlier, when you get into the red algae and the green algae and the algae sources itself, they're loaded with antioxidants. That's why they call them the superfoods. Any algae is a superfood. But the Metabolic Complete specifically has pycnogenol, and that was created in France, in the southern coast of France, by a company called Horfag Research. And Jacques Muscogneux was the discovering scientist of these very unique bioflavonoids that had this extraordinarily high antioxidant benefit to them. And in fact, one of the unique properties about pycnogenol is that it can cross a blood-brain barrier. And Pycnogenol, by the way, is a trademark company name. The actual substance I'm talking about is proanthocyanidins. And these proanthocyanidins are very, very powerful antioxidants. And we also have OPCs. If you go back to Care International days and some of the big network marketing companies of the early 90s, that's when you heard all about antioxidants. Pycnogenol was the super Hercules of the antioxidant world. And then grapeseed extract, OPC 95%, came out, and these are oligopolymers, very powerful antioxidants. And so there was a big war going on, and vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, the proanthocyanidins were in most cases 20 to 50 times more potent per milligram as an antioxidant than regular old vitamin C. Or regular old vitamin E. And beta-carotene has some antioxidants. And so, to kind of wrap this up, antioxidants are extraordinarily and extremely important to your health and to your body's ability to function properly every day. And unfortunately, most people don't like eating fruits and vegetables, not fresh anyway. So they severely lack these antioxidant sources. And again, going to the health food store and buying all these nutritional supplements, even the liquids, still have to be chelated and digested in order to be utilized. Just because it's liquid does not mean it's cellularly available. They still have to go through an amino acid chelation to be absorbed and utilized or even recognized by the body. They still have to go through digestive enzymes to even break them down further. It's really important that people understand no matter what you're going to put in your body, whether it's liquid, semi-liquid, or even just powder capsules and solids, everything has to go through an efficient digestive process in order to be utilized. That's just the way it is. And so all of these marketing things that say otherwise is just simply not the truth. And again, so we have that metabolic complete. It completely supports the metabolic functioning of the body by giving off very, very high antioxidant values. And that's the biggest and most significant, if you will, benefit that you can give to your body outside of just primary digestive capabilities and immune system functioning is the reduction or the prevention of oxidation, both to the cell wall, which destroys the cell itself, even oxidizing throughout the body. You know, atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, is nothing more than excessive oxidation to the arterial wall. And once it hardens, then it can no longer expand, and that's when hypertension, high blood pressure, aneurysms, all these kind of things start to show up as a result of severe long-term prolonged oxidation. So antioxidants, just can't stress enough the importance of them. That's the metabolic complete. It's a multi-antioxidant formulation, multiple sources of antioxidants. Then again, we have Complete Vitamin Plus. And just like the name says, I mean, it's complete vitamin and nutritional RDA requirement nutrients. And they're all natural plant derived. And the plus is we have royal jelly. We have all kinds of other nutrients that are not part of the recommended daily allowances profile. But yet, they're very, very high, strong nutrient source. So we have a full, complete array of nutrients that will support every single area of metabolic and brain functioning that I can think of. Every single nutrient that's acquired by the body is included in the Complete Vitamin Plus. And it's not RDA, which is the recommended daily allowances. Those are always usually based on minimums. This formulation of the Complete Vitamin Plus is based upon optimums. An optimum is as much as you can possibly put in the body, knowing that the body can only break down, assimilate, and utilize about 20 to 22 grams in any given hour of the day of nutrients. Okay? But everything has its own digestive enzyme and enzyme activating factors right in each capsule. And again, that's what really sets in our product line apart, is that we have the ability to digest contents of each product just with the enzyme and mineral blend within each capsule. The Complete Vitamin Plus, again, that just supports all cells of the plant and enzyme activating factors. Then we have another product called, again, of extraordinarily advanced technology. There's a worldwide patent that literally now we extract the polysaccharides, which is the active ingredient in all aloe plants. That's what gives you the healing and the cellular regenerative properties that comes from polysaccharides. And most companies, in fact, not most, every single company I know of, the top five in the world, largest distributing, growing, and manufacturing aloe companies, all get their polysaccharides from the inner fillet gel leaf portion. And when they talk about whole leaf, that's the rind removed. So you have the solid leafy substance as well as the gel portion. We actually use the whole plant, the rind, the gel, and the leaf. And the rind is that very thick, hard, fibrous exterior with the thorns on it and stuff. And think about this, because we now have a patent where we can extract the polysaccharides from the rind. We're the only company in the world that has access to that. And so what happens is every other company, like Forever Living, Aloe Commodities, Manatech, Carrington Laboratories, all the big aloe-producing companies in the world, they all get their polysaccharides from the inner fillet gel leaf portion. They even talk about it in all our literature, in those brochures, and all kinds of stuff like that. So one of the things I'd like to just kind of talk about a little bit further is the fact that you have all of these aloe companies out there, but they all utilize the same source, same technology. They really don't have anything exclusive, extraordinary, or unique. And again, we hold worldwide patents with the ability to extract polysaccharides from the rind of the aloe plant, not the inner fillet gel leaf portion. And like a banana, where's all of the potassium in a banana? It's in that fibrous little kind of melon portion just below the yellow. Where's all the nutrients and antioxidant properties in orange, lemon, or lime? It's in the peel. That little kind of a creamy fibrous stuff right below the orange. And we throw that away usually. Where's all the minerals and the nutrients in a potato? It's in the skin. Well, just like in a aloe plant that has a peel, it actually has a rind, where's all the polysaccharides? It's in the rind. Over 90% of the nutritional value and the active beneficial properties of an aloe plant are found in the rind. And only the rind contains the extra long polysaccharide chains. And it contains them in extreme high concentrations. So really, in the higher and longer the polysaccharide chains, the more beneficial it is to the human body. And so as a result, we have a real high concentration of extra long polysaccharide chains in our product. And our aloe product is so potent that two capsules equal 64 ounces of aloe liquid as far as beneficial polysaccharides. Just two capsules. And so there's not another product anywhere in the world like this. If you take the recognized polysaccharide measurement methods, which is Dalton weight measurement standards established by the International Aloe Science Council, if you take that standard of measurement of polysaccharides, you know, every company in the world, at least the top five, Zango's another one, even though they call them xanthones, they're really polysaccharides. But when you get down to it, there's not another company in the world out there that has a polysaccharide content per dose by adult weight measurement standards of above 13 to 16,000 polysaccharides per dose. Our polysaccharides are a minimum of 700,000 and up to 2 million per dose. They just vary from batch to batch. And so that's what you get from our product versus everybody else's. How do you compare 700,000 to 10,000? Like comparing a golf ball to a New York ball. This is no comparison. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of times more potent. And so that's what we have in our Allo Ace Max product. Very unique, and it's very exclusive. And it's not nearly talked about near enough, or even promoted near enough for what it is. Then I'm going to talk about the heart algae again. Heart algae is what I was alluding to earlier about the astaxanthins. And the heart algae, the astaxanthin, is the highest antioxidant yet discovered by science and medicine. There is no antioxidant that will yield a higher antioxidant property per milligram other than astaxanthin from red algae. It is right now the Hercules of all Hercules of antioxidants. And so just a very small amount of this will give you extraordinarily high antioxidant properties throughout the body. Antioxidants are really a key factor in treating cancer, even though you're not going to hear that from your local doctor with their chemo and radiation therapy treatments. Linus Pauling, for you, those of you who don't know who he won 2 Nobel Prizes for his work in physics. His Nobel Prizes were given in the category of physics, and his work that Linus Pauling's most noted for was his work with antioxidants in reversing and preventing cancer. Because he showed that with 34 grams of vitamin C daily, pure 100% vitamin C, you could actually prevent 17 forms of the most deadly cancer. He showed that you could actually reverse cancer, virtually any cancer that exists, with very high amounts of antioxidants. And then you couple that with a clean bloodstream because of enzymes. You add in the Sterilmax, which strengthens your immune system like a Hercules, and there's no reason why anybody in the world can't get rid of cancer naturally. And I really believe this in my heart because I've seen his clinical research. There's a whole institute called the Linus Pauling Institute. It's on the web. You can look it up. And everybody needs to be aware of this gentleman's work and especially the benefits of antioxidants. Because cancer is the number 2 killer in America today. And I'm going to talk real extensively here in just a little bit about the top 10 diseases. Heart algae with astaxanthin, this is a hybrid. And as I was going into earlier, it's grown in large 5-foot dome glass photoreactor biodomes. And we can control the light. Why is that significant? 2 things. You can control the bacterial growth, and you can control the actual cell wall growth of the algae. And if you can eliminate the cell wall, then you eliminate most of the fiber, which allows you to really condense or strengthen into an extraordinary high amount of antioxidant properties, which is the small amount of red algae material, because you're not dealing with all of the fiber growth and development. And so we can turn the glass actually black to shield and prevent any light from coming in, but we're not hindering the progressive growth and development of the active property of the astaxanthin within the red algae source. And again, this is very high tech. It's not grown in open ponds like every other red algae is. Most red algae are harvested from oceans, and you see a lot of very harmful bacteria and other elements in ocean-grown red algae. Or you have hydroponics where they're just grown in ponds out in the open. So you have acid rain, you have pollution, you have everything that's in an air that's bad for the body getting into the algae source in the water that's bad for the algae. And we're the only company that has this extraordinarily high-quality red algae. And again, it's completely controlled. It's in a completely controlled growth environment. It's a completely controlled growing environment, so there is no bacteria, there is no harmful organisms, there is no pollutants and contaminants that gets into the algae whatsoever. And so it's very pristine and it's very controlled. And we even feed in special minerals that actually promote the development of the astaxanthin or the antioxidant properties to where it produces extraordinarily high amounts within a very small amount of raw material powder. And again, that is the most potent and the most beneficial antioxidant on the planet Earth to date. The other thing, and boy, is this ever going to bring back memories for people, because it wasn't so long ago that Bob Barefoot and Kevin Trudeau capitalized all of the infomercial time on national television with three different versions of the infomercials about coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan. And again, what people don't know is I brought coral calcium to the U.S. market and introduced it to Bob Barefoot, who then took it to Kevin Trudeau and produced an infomercial about it. And I was working with the Japanese government with enzymes, and even the chitosan that came over here that became an infomercial sensation about reducing fats in the bloodstream and in the body from being absorbed, which equated to weight loss. I brought chitosan to the U.S. market and introduced it back in the early 90s. But the coral calcium had a very unique aspect to me, and it really got me looking and researching about the benefits of calcium, not just coral calcium versus other forms of calcium, but it really got me into the books and research to where, wow, calcium. Never had any idea that it was so widely used and necessary and so many health benefits just from a calcium source. Because what calcium is utilized for, now you see all this alkaline water, Kangen water, all these patents about all these water machines, every single patent is issued on its ability to create alkalinity in water. And every single one of these patents include coral calcium in the patenting process, or in that alkalizing process in the machine. There's actual calcium in those machines. And so when you add calcium to anything, calcium is a natural acid neutralizer. And anytime you can neutralize acid, where does the pH scale go? Up. You can take regular coral calcium from our capsules, take about 5 to 10 capsules, just dump them openly into a gallon of water, leave it set for about 5 days, and then take a litmus strip and watch how alkaline that water is. And when you first took a litmus strip, measure it before you put in the calcium. You'll see that it's almost just above neutral. And perfect water is a 7. It's a neutral pH. That's why it can be used as a conductor, because it has a neutral pH. But we can actually create 9.5, 10 on the alkalinity scale just by adding calcium to water and leaving it sit in the corner for a week, which most bottles of water sit on a shelf for a week anyway. But the benefits of calcium just go on and on and on and on. And what people don't realize is when you have all this indigestion, acid reflux disease, the worst thing you can do is to go for an antacid, which is to neutralize the acid, or even a beta blocker, which prevents acid hydrochloric acid production by your body. You have to have hydrochloric acid in order to produce an efficient digestive process. Again, you cannot break down metal-based minerals without hydrochloric acid. It can't be done by the body. So iron, that's so important for blood and oxygen retention in the bloodstream, that has to go through hydrochloric acid in order to be ionized to get to the blood portion and cells of the body to where it can be utilized. So you have to have hydrochloric acid. If your body's overproducing hydrochloric acid, it means that you're severely enzymatically production deficient. You're protease enzyme deficient. Because remember, protease enzymes are the enzymes that need the hydrochloric acid pH environment to activate. And so again, I just want to focus on the calcium. Calcium is so necessary because it's the single most important ingredient at maintaining proper pH of the body. You can talk about eating an alkaline diet. Well, what is an alkaline diet? It's one that's virtually protein-free and it has high amounts of calcium in it. Most of your alkalizing foods come from roots. They're vegetables. That's a high alkalizing diet. Things that have high calcium amounts, they're going to help to manage and raise the alkalinity pH. The more calcium you take into the body, the higher the pH goes. The more calcium you get into the bloodstream, the higher the pH goes. And so your body has checks and balance mechanisms that would regulate the pH. But again, what you don't want to do is have your body in an acidic pH, your body works way more efficiently and metabolically more efficiently and healthily in a slightly alkaline pH of about a 7.4 to 7.8. That's ideally where you want your body's pH to be, because that's ideally where the blood pH is. And your blood is your lifeline. It's everything should be measured and gauged against the bloodstream, both in content and in pH. So calcium, again, helps to raise the pH, raise alkalinity of the body by neutralizing acidity. It's the natural mineral to neutralize acids throughout the body. And instead of drinking all this alkaline water, which hydration is extremely important, and most people don't drink near enough water, so if you think that you're drinking alkaline water and that gets you to drink more water, hey, then you've done some healthy things for your body. But don't be misled thinking that alkaline water is going to somehow neutralize acidity in the body. It won't. Water doesn't neutralize acidity. I don't care what pH it is. Calcium does. And when you neutralize acidity, the pH has to go up. It cannot lower. It's only going to go up. And so higher pH equals better health. That's where I'm going to end with that. And last but not least, we have colloidal, let me go back to the coral calcium, because again, this comes from a living source. Coral reefs are living, and if you take the actual composite mineral makeup of coral, especially the reef that we get the coral calcium from out of Okinawa, if you take coral calcium itself from that coral reef, and you break it down and you analyze it for content, coral calcium is identical to human skeletal bone tissue except for one mineral. The ratios are the same, the makeup's the same, the mineral content is the same, everything's the same except for coral has one more mineral than skeletal bone tissue does. And so, again, I've said this so many times in so many lectures and seminars, if you want to live a healthy life, you have to eat living foods. Well, calcium is one of those living foods. And our calcium, by the way, here again, I'm going to set ourselves apart from everybody else in the world. We get our calcium from a company called Ericsson Medical Group out of Sweden. They actually mine calcium. They're licensed by the Coral Sand Seas Association, which is the Sierra Watchdog organization of all coral reefs worldwide. They cannot harm. They don't break down a reef. But what they do is they have a big ship that vacuums in and around the floor of the reef. And so that actually captures all of the coral that's breaking off because of tide wash, because of rocks hitting each other, ships going over rocks, other things that go on that cause the decay and breakdown of the reef itself. And so the calcium that we utilize comes from the reef. It's never exposed to oxygen above water. The calcium we use is never outside of water, so it has no oxidation to it other than just a little bit of oxygen that's in salt water. And that is a huge, huge benefit when you understand the difference between a rock and a piece of coral from a reef. Because the coral can still crumble in your hands. It's kind of mushy. It's very easily broken down and digested. Whereas if you have a rock sitting up in your front yard off of your cement or your pavement or off of a riverbed, you can't crumple that in your hands. And that's the difference. And it's really important to distinguish that difference, because everybody wants to talk about how they get coral from, or calcium from coral sources now. And it's just like Bob Barefoot, they took and went and marketed a great product into a substandard product. What I mean by that is when you go over to Okinawa, Japan, there's 9 dredging companies that actually are sitting there along the beach. And they've got these big, huge dredging cranes that go out 30 to 40 feet from the high tide mark. And they'll go out and they'll bring back in that sand that washes out from the beach, eroding the beach, and they'll rebuild the beaches with that washed out sand. Well, they now filter that sand to capture coral. The problem is, at low tide, all of that sand is exposed. It's literally sitting there in oxygen, oxidizing it. And then when the tide comes to high tide, it goes underwater again. But when the tide goes out, there it is, exposed to oxygen and just solidifying hard as a rock out in your pavement. And so that's the difference between our coral calcium from Okinawa versus the calcium that's purchased from a dredging company. It's really important to understand that there is a tremendous difference both in its digestive and ionizable capabilities as well as its quality to begin with. And we use only premium pharmaceutical-grade coral calcium. We do not use reclaimed, oxidized, filtered-out beach sand coral. Big, big difference. Big difference in price, big difference in quality, but the biggest difference is usability by the body. Most of that stuff, in fact, all that stuff, it cannot be digested and ionized to where your body can use it. So it might cost you $5 or $10, but you might as well throw that $10 in the garbage can for all the benefit you might get from taking that stuff. And I don't want to sound negative. I just really want to educate you about the differences that are being distributed out there under different labels and different products. And we're the only company in North America that utilizes coral calcium from the Erickson Medical Group. All the network marketing companies, all the Walmarts, every other retail label gets their product, if it comes from Okinawa, Japan, or Coral Reef, from one of those 9 dredging companies in Okinawa. So really be aware of the differences between a real good, high-quality coral calcium source and some of this cheap excavated stuff. The last product I want to talk real quickly about is lightning colloidal silver. Again, colloidal silver, it goes back to the old West days. It even goes back to the 14th century, I found out in most recent years. But I remember reading about it in history books where they used to drop silver dollars in water barrels to keep the bacteria out of the waters that crossed the prairies from east coast to west coast. And they could literally, that's the way they sanitized their water, was dropping silver dollar coins in the water barrels. And they could keep them completely free of parasites, fungus, bacterial growth, even algae growth, which I thought that was really strange because they were kept in wooden barrels. But it was completely sterilized, and that's how they did it. Well, in more recent years, now we have people trying to create their own colloidal silver solution at home with these little electrolysis machines you simply plug into your wall outlet. But if you've ever watched Oprah Winfrey before or seen Larry King Live, you've heard of the Blue Man. And no, he's not the Blue Man from the billboards of Las Vegas. He literally is blue-skinned. And he is a result of a very poorly produced colloidal silver product. Now, although he looks very funny from taking prolonged years' worth of consumption of electrolysis-created silver, he's extremely healthy. And that's because he has so much silver inside of his body that he doesn't have a parasite, he doesn't have a bacteria. He's extremely healthy metabolically. But his skin is blue, and it's called silver poisoning is what it is. Silver, when it accumulates, can destroy the pigmentation of the skin because of toxicity accumulation. And so if you're going to go purchase silver, first of all, make sure that it is not produced with a 110 or 220 outlet. It actually has a very high voltage source when the silver ions are produced, or the silver particulates, parts per million, are produced. It's really important. That's the first thing. And the smaller the particle size, the longer it'll hold a charge, and the more suspensive the pattern will become. So, again, you want to make sure to get a silver that's produced with extraordinarily high voltage. And that's where, again, lightning colloidal silver will separate itself from any other silver product in the world. Because we literally put a silver bar, not a dollar bill, but a big, thick silver bar in the bottom of a stainless steel tank. It looks like a big, huge refinery gas or oil storage tank. And there's this long rod that runs from the middle of the tank all the way through the top of the tank, and then another 200 feet in the air. And it's a lightning conductor rod. So literally, our colloidal silver is produced by environmental lightning. So you're talking thousands and millions of volts. And all it takes is one strike and it'll completely disintegrate that silver bar. And what it does, it has so much electrical or energy voltage to it, that it will disperse the silver to an ion size. An ion size is the smallest size any element can be broken down to while still maintaining its molecular structure. Anything smaller than an ion is a subatomic or a molecular structure. It's no longer the same substance. It's now something else because it's been broken down so small. And so we literally have 9 billion charged silver ions per capful. And so you're literally drinking a pure silver solution when you take our colloidal lightning silver. And silver, again, it not only destroys bacteria, viruses, fungus, germs, it can destroy any pathogenic organism that's ever been introduced to its environment. And what that means is it literally will destroy anything that's potentially harmful to your body that you would acquire by living in the planet Earth and the environment we live in. And so I don't encourage anybody to take it on a daily basis to prevent anything. But if you have a cold, you have a flu, if you just take some of this and slow gargle with it in the back deep part of your throat for about 30 seconds to a couple minutes, literally, like when you start feeling the itchiness and the redness and the scratchiness of a sore throat, just take a capful, put it in 4 ounces of warm water, and then gargle with it and just gargle real slowly. Gargle a little bit, swallow, gargle a little bit, swallow. Do about 4 or 5 of those little things throughout that 4 ounces. And I'm telling you, you can wake up the next morning, you'll never even know that you got a sore throat or even a scratch. And that's the way you prevent colds and flus, by catching them in the very early stages of symptoms. Don't wait till the next morning. And this is just, it's real simple to do. Just take a capful, dump it in 4 ounces of warm water, stir it around, and then you just slow gargle it. And that's the way you prevent a lot of colds and flus. And it's even very successful at breaking down herpes virus if it becomes migratory or active in the bloodstream and stuff. And so you can use this as a preventative, but you can also use it very effectively as a treatment. Now, I'm not going to say this, or I'm not going to promote what other companies promote. I will say this. I don't think anybody should use our silver or any other silver for a prolonged period of time continuously. I don't recommend anybody use a colloidal silver product more than 6 months at a time. You're going to use 6 weeks. So if you're going to use it for 6 weeks, then you stop for at least 4 weeks, and then you can cycle back onto it for another 6 weeks. But instead of using antibiotics from the medical doctor, you can use colloidal silver because it has natural antibiotic property, natural antifungal, antigermicidal, antibacterial. It's just like I said, there isn't anything that a good colloidal silver can't destroy in the way of things that would harm the body. So that covers the product line. Now I want to talk a little bit about heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis, because heart disease is the number one killer, and the biggest contributor to heart disease is oxidized LDL cholesterol. And again, we've got red algae, we've got the Metabolic Complete, and the multivitamin has the pycnogenol, the grape seed extract, the vitamin C, the vitamin E, the vitamin A, all of that's in the complete vitamin plus too. So we've got three different products that have extraordinarily good antioxidant property nutrients within them. And you can prevent and slow way down the heart disease issues with antioxidants. You don't need these harmful statin drugs. I mean, they're very harmful. Statin drugs cause your body to lose muscle tissue mass. They do this because they inhibit protein digestion and breakdown in the first place. They're literally enzyme inhibitors. So when you take your protein meals every day, you're on these statin drugs, and all of a sudden your bones and muscles start to hurt. Well, there's a reason for that, because your muscles are not getting fed the amino acids from your protein meal source. And so they start to become inflamed and swell, because they're not, and they even deteriorate. So as a result, you're getting weaker as the years and months go by. And there's a study done that within 5 years of using the drug Lipitor continuously and consistently, within 5 years, 100% of the participants in that study lost a minimum of 25% of their lean muscle tissue mass. Well, think about this. Your heart is a muscle. And within 7 years, 37% of the participants taking the statin drug Lipitor had to go on a blood-thinning medication because their heart became so weakened it was no longer capable of producing good blood flow. And so these are just some of the tremendous downside risks of drugs. And again, there are so many other beneficial ways we can combat heart attack risks and things like that, just by getting good nutrition in the body, maintaining a strong cellular and organ functioning body, as well as antioxidants and some of these other factors that would limit the oxidation process from occurring. And so therefore, you would limit or completely reduce and eliminate any LDL cholesterol accumulation. And this is proven. We can actually show where we can significantly slow and prevent oxidation of substances, and virtually any substance, if you have enough antioxidants in the environment of that oxidizing substance. Cancer, again, we're going to go back to, there's three parts that you have to think about with cancer. First of all, you have to have healthy immune system cells, especially T cells. And we've already discussed about the sterols, the glucoside nutrients. We can create a Hercules of an immune system. But then you have to have a clean blood environment for those immune system cells to work and do their jobs. So you have to take the digestive enzymes, because that's going to clean the blood, make sure that the nutrients that are coming in have the ability to be utilized and eliminated. And they're completely broken down, so they're utilized quickly. We just don't congest up the bloodstream. And so that keeps a nice, clean, pristine environment for a cancer patient. And then we've got the nutrients to strengthen the immune system. And the last thing is reduce the damages that cause cancer cell growth. The carcinogenic substances, like free radical damage, is the number one cause of all cancers worldwide. Cigarette smokers, 58% of every single cancer diagnosed and treated worldwide is caused by first-hand or second-hand cigarette smoke. 58% of all cancers. So what is it in cigarette smoke that causes cancer? It's that carcinogen causes free radicals. It's that free radical substance. Cadmium is the actual substance in cigarette smoke. Cadmium is the most deadly substance on the planet Earth when introduced to the environment of a human cell. Nothing will deteriorate it faster, and it's oxidative deterioration that cadmium causes. So again, a carcinogenic substance is something that would cause oxidative damage or cancerous growth to the cell membrane of the body. And again, you've got these antioxidants which will neutralize free radical damage. What an antioxidant is, it's a very large molecule with a evenly paired electron ring on it. And like an oxygen molecule is an O2. And so when it loses an electron, it's very aggressive and damaging trying to find an electron to pair itself with. Whereas astaxanthin, it actually has 32 electrons on its molecular ring. So when it gives off one electron, it's got 31. It doesn't even hardly know the difference. It doesn't even know it's missing one. It's got so many. And yet we can neutralize the really aggressive carcinogenic or free radical damaging effects to the cell membrane with antioxidants. And again, so I'm going to go back to, if you're looking for cancer, always look to antioxidants. And then look at consuming antioxidants to prevent oxidative damage to the cell walls themselves. And we also want to take antioxidants to prevent slow oxidation of anything else, which would be the hardening process, like rust on railroad tracks or rust on nails. That's severe oxidation. It literally hardens the metal so hard that it flakes. And that's the orange rusty part, the part that's flaking off, fading on paint on your car to where it cracks. And you can literally see the pores of the paint because the paint enamel surface is all flaking off. Those are just examples of severe oxidation I think most people can relate to. And that's what you do for cancer. Cancer itself primarily is an oxidative, excessive oxidation disease. Diabetes. And again, I was just talking to someone this morning about a diabetic convention that's going on in Oregon in just about a week or two. And unfortunately, you can't talk about diabetes unless you're part of the medical community. All they want to hear about is the drugs. All they want to hear about is the insulin, the different types of insulin, slow-acting, the glucophage, the metformin. I mean, there's so many different types of insulin now by brand names. The problem with all of that is that if you keep giving your body insulin for the disease diabetes, you're going to progress the disease at a more accelerated rate because your body's going to stop producing its own insulin. Why would the body that's already struggling to produce insulin keep struggling if you're all of a sudden it's getting it from an outside source? The bottom line is it won't. It'll just give up on trying to produce its own and then make you dependent on taking insulin for the rest of your life. And that's what the medical community wants to lead you down the path of. Why? Because it's very profitable for them. Oh, we got a diabetic, so we can sell our expensive, highly profitable, cheap-to-make-cost product for the rest of that person's life. So they literally are getting you addicted to their system, to their products. And that's not the way to treat diabetes. First of all, diabetes, the disease, is caused by lack of insulin production. Well, why would your body lose the ability to produce insulin? It's pretty simple. Because when you realize that the insulin is produced by the pancreas, well, what else does the pancreas do? It just doesn't just produce insulin. Its primary job is to produce protease digestive enzymes for the digestive process. And for anybody who doesn't know it, the number one priority metabolic functioning role of the human body, nothing will take precedence, nothing will ever supersede it, is the digestive process. Your body will literally catabolize itself organ by organ, piece by piece, area by area, cell by cell, to try to derive enzymatic activity to do digestion of nutrients so that the body can activate and create itself, recreate itself cellularly and enzymatically. So that is the most important process, and what that process comes from is the pancreas. All your protease enzymes are produced and released by the pancreas. So what happens is as your body ages and you become more and more enzymatically deficient, because again, for every 10 years you age, you're going to lose a minimum of 8 to 10% of your digestive enzyme production output. So as you age, your body becomes less and less, produces less and less enzymes. And then all of a sudden, when your body is really struggling to produce enzymes, now it can't. It can no longer. And so now the body has to literally grow the pancreas, enlarge it. Because the average human being, by the time you're 40 years old, you're walking around with a pancreas 2.5 to 3 times larger than any other mammal on the planet Earth of comparable size and weight. Like if you were to compare yourself to a goat or a deer, anything of comparable size and weight that actually has a digestive tract as we do, so on and so forth, you're going to find that our pancreas is 2.5 to 3 times larger. Why? Because we cook and we process everything. We're so enzymatically deficient that we have to start growing much larger organs to compensate for what we've cooked out of our diet, which is the ability to digest our foods. And so as this pancreas grows, as with any other organ in the body, if you enlarge the heart, is it stronger or weaker in its functioning? It's much weaker. If you enlarge the liver, is it functioning more or less efficient? Of course, it's less efficient, and it's no different with the pancreas. When you start to grow and enlarge the pancreas, it becomes very inefficient in its functioning tasks. And so as this pancreas starts to grow, we become less and less efficient at producing not only digestive enzymes, but insulin. And when it gets fully grown to its maximum capacity of enlargement, now it's still not enough. We still can't produce enough digestive enzymes to get digestion of what we eat completely done and properly and efficiently. Now we're going to start to sacrifice our body's ability to reproduce beta insulin-producing cells. We're just going to let that go. Now we're going to focus on the entire cell makeup of the pancreas to produce digestive enzymes. And that's where people lose the ability to produce insulin. Your body is literally sacrificing insulin production cells for enzyme producing cells. And so again, why did it do that? Because we lost the ability to produce digestive enzymes. So if that's the problem, and it is, wouldn't it make sense just to start supplementing with digestive enzymes And as we age, we might have to increase more and more digestive enzyme input, because our body's going to slowly not produce as much of it on its own. And that's okay, because now we can at least maintain the proper pH, the proper hormonal chemistry of the body. And by the way, insulin is a hormone. It dictates chemistry. And when insulin is very, very low in production, your body goes in, or when it spikes as far as high production goes, your body stores fat like crazy. That's why obesity is directly linked to diabetes. Because when you have very high spikes where your body's trying to release a lot, because it struggles because it just can't produce a lot, so when it does have a release, it releases a lot in a short period of time, and that's called an insulin spike. And what happens is your body stores fat like crazy, because when high insulin levels are in the body, that's what your body dictates it does, store fat. You don't metabolize calories or anything else from fat, you store it. So anyway, that's the disease, diabetes. And it's a shame to me to see the way the medical community, the American Diabetic Association, and every other organization is handling this disease, because all it is an enzyme deficiency. And I've seen this both in my own personal life with my own relatives, and I've seen it around the world with people and research institutes that we've interacted with, where the diabetic can now get off all insulin once he starts digesting and utilizing his diet properly without a lot of expenditure by the pancreas as far as stress on the organ. And then your body starts producing its own insulin again. And again, you know, some of the clinical research that we've done around the world in different areas, most of it's been with digestion and enzymes. Some of it's been with disease and antioxidants and so on and so forth. But we've invested 19 years as a company into research on a global basis. I've worked with San Paulo Medical Center. I've worked with the TGA down in Australia. I've worked extensively in South Africa, with Nigeria, with Uganda, with a lot of African countries and presidents. We've got work going on in England. Molecular Institute of Medicine right here in America. There's just a lot of different institutions and research facilities that we've worked with over the years. And we've invested millions and millions and millions of dollars into this research alone, let alone the clinical trial testing. Like over in Africa, you know, clinical trial testing isn't really that expensive. You can get 100, 200 people together, do a full-blown clinical trial for 30 days and cost you less than $100,000. That's how inexpensive clinical trial testing is in Africa. That's why most every major pharmaceutical drug company in the world does most of their medical research, development, and testing in some African country, which is good and bad, because unfortunately they don't pay the participants as guinea pigs. So, but anyways, getting on through the diseases, arthritis. Arthritis is another disease, can be autoimmune, like rheumatoid arthritis caused by an imbalanced immune system cell functioning. But again, arthritis is a progressively deteriorating disease of bone tissue. And again, antioxidants are one of the primary things that can help relieve the symptoms of arthritis. Severe inflammation is another condition that's suffered by all arthritis sufferers. And again, what relieves inflammation? Protease enzymes are natural anti-inflammatories. So there's different things that we can do for arthritis, but arthritis itself is a progressively deteriorating disease, because what happens is you get so much protein into your daily diet that your body has to produce hydrochloric acid in order to digest or activate those protease enzymes so digestion of protein can occur. And over-acidity in the body will actually start to leach calcium from your bone tissue. Remember, calcium is a natural mineral that neutralizes acid. So that acid that's massively produced because of high-protein diets has to be neutralized and managed, otherwise your body would just go extremely acidic. And you can't have that, you'll die. And you'll have disease development really aggressively. And so what happens is when you take and consume too much protein without calcium in the diet to manage that hydrochloric acid that has to be produced, it starts absorbing into the bloodstream. It starts absorbing into your bone tissues of your cells. And now your body, in order to manage that, it has to leach the calcium from your bone tissue. And that's what causes bone density loss. Calcium is the main mineral that actually helps your body to create bone tissue cells. So when you start to leach, and you leach aggressively and high amounts and real regularly throughout the day and evening to neutralize this hydrochloric acid that had to be produced to activate these protease enzymes so you can digest that high amount of protein you consumed, such as the old Atkins diet, long-term side effect of that was severe arthritis and bone density loss, bone degeneration disease. And that was the downside to losing all that weight for a lot of people. Hey, you felt great, you lost weight, you felt great because you weren't carrying around all that weight, you had energy, and then about 3 to 5 years later, all of a sudden, you developed all of this stiffness in your joints. And all of a sudden, now you're diagnosed with arthritis. Well, that's where it came from. So again, understanding how the body works is critical to understanding how to go about treating and preventing a lot of these diseases and illnesses. And so again, arthritis, when you supplement with calcium, is one of the biggest things you can do for any arthritic condition. It is the biggest thing. It's not a drug. It's not about suppressing the immune system or the body's ability to derive calcium from the bone tissue. That's going to create a whole bunch of problems because now you have acidity developing and running rampant without control mechanisms. So again, the best thing any arthritic patient can do is take large quantity amounts of a good, digestible, and ionizable source of calcium, which is the chloral calcium. Alzheimer's disease, that's becoming huge. And again, I had a long conversation with a very well high-ranking doctor from Harvard School of Medicine about a year, it'll actually be 2 years ago this February, on a radio program called A Different Perspective out of New York City, New York. And one of the things we talked about was this rampantly developing Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's can be linked to two things. Brain cell toxicity of aluminum is one of the common factors that we see in all Alzheimer's patients. The other one is lack of circulation within brain cells. And one of the things that we talked about was Coumadin, one of the blood thinning medications. Because the way Coumadin works, it's thinning your blood, it inhibits enzymes that utilize vitamin K as their activating nutrient. And one of the common things that I started to see was that a lot of the people that had Alzheimer's disease also were on blood thinning medications. So now there's a common denominator starting to fall into place based upon what I know about the enzymes of the body. And when you start to inhibit vitamin K being utilized by your body, brain cells, especially memory cells, utilize cholesterol and vitamin K to activate their enzymes and carry out a lot of their reproductive functioning processes. So again, if we're putting drugs in the body that inhibit the use of vitamin K, like Coumadin, like Plavix, like all these blood-thinning medications, then the long-term effects of that over a period of 10, 20 years is going to be severe memory loss. Huh. And they want to call this Alzheimer's. So again, there's other ways to thin the blood other than inhibiting the use of vitamin K, the very vital basic functional brain processes and memory cell reproduction. And so one of my largest takes on Alzheimer's disease, high levels of LDL cholesterol. Let me tell you and let me share with you, cholesterol has never, ever, ever been a problem as long as it's liquid and circulation capable. It only becomes a problem through oxidation and solidification. And one of the doctors over in the Philippines, in the PCOM, Philippine College of Advanced Medicine, over in Manila, Philippines, Dr. Navarro, he has actually studied this to great lengths. And what he found was when you try to reduce LDL cholesterol levels, the incidence of cancer starts to rise. And when you start to reduce cholesterol levels below 180, your incidence of cancer risk increases by over 170%. If you reduce it by 150, to your LDL cholesterol levels to 150 points, cancer increase rises by more than 325%. And if you were fortunate enough and worked hard enough to get your LDL cholesterol levels down to between 100 and 120, the incidence of cancer rise by over 735%. Well, the lower the cholesterol comes down, the higher the incidence of cancer. Why would that even come about? And why would that make sense? It all makes perfect sense. Because when you remove the oxidation factor, the cholesterol that would absorb all the free radical damage that would allow the cholesterol to harden, when you remove that cholesterol, it's no longer there. Now that free radical damage is free to pass and interact with the cell membrane itself, which again, if you listen to the conversation about the cancer with Linus Pauling and antioxidants and stuff, well, when you remove that oxidation, the cholesterol is absorbing all that oxidative damage. When you remove that from the bloodstream, all that oxidative damage now interacts with the cells of your organs or tissues of your body. And that oxidative damage causes cancer. So that would make perfect sense. And again, it's not about lowering the numbers of cholesterol, because there's so many parts of your body that rely on cholesterol to be a part of its functioning process to efficiently function anyway. It's about reducing or eliminating the risk of oxidation. That's how you manage your heart attack risk, your heart disease risk, your stroke risk. That's how you manage the potential of cholesterol becoming a bad element to your body and a contributing factor to disease and illness. With antioxidants, not with lowering the amounts. Because when you lower the amounts, then you're depriving your body of a substance that it needs to function in different areas of the body also. And sterols, one of the things that sterols, the plant sterols that we use, now you're starting to see sterols in Bayer aspirin. It's advertised all over TV. All you have to do is look for the commercial. Now you start to see sterols in margarine. All major brands of margarine have a sterol added to their butter or their margarine, making it now very healthy. Sterols alone can reduce LDL cholesterol levels. If you're really out to reduce LDL cholesterol levels safely, smartly, and healthy, use sterols to reduce the numbers, not a statin drug. Because again, statin drugs will only destroy your lean muscle tissue and your mass and create long-term problems. And they really don't prevent a heart attack or stroke. Because again, reducing the numbers, you haven't prevented anything. You still have the element of oxidation still there to some degree. Okay, so even again, I'm going to point fingers to the medical community, that doesn't really work, and that's not really the smartest thing to do. And so, sterols have been shown clinically, and these are approved by the FDA, by the way. Everybody says, well, is the FDA approved? Oh yeah, it's in Bayer aspirin, it's all over national TV, and this is any sterol. It doesn't even have to be the high quality standard that we use in our product. But sterols themselves, plant fats from plants, can reduce LDL cholesterol levels by as much as 67% as long as you're consuming at least 200 milligrams of sterols a day. And you have to take the sterols with the meal in order to get the LDL cholesterol reducing benefit. If you're going to take sterols with the active glucoside to get the immune modulating benefit, you have to take those 1 hour before you eat anything, and they all have to be consumed in the morning at one time. Gout. I probably should have covered this a little bit with diabetes, arthritis, because gout is another disease that affects most Americans. And again, why? Because again, here we have the inflammation of the big toe. What is gout? It's an excessive buildup and accumulation of the lactic acid and in your feet and toes. And so what happens is, it's not lactic acid, uric acid. Gout is a heavy accumulation of buildup of uric acid in the feet, toes, and joints of the body. Okay, so where does uric acid come from? Uric acid is a byproduct of protein digestion. Okay? And so what happens is when you ingest protein in your body, there's a byproduct that's produced as a result of protein digestion and breakdown. The leftover byproduct is called uric acid. And again, if you don't produce enough enzymes to digest the amount of proteins you're consuming, meaning ounces, pounds, and grams, if you don't produce enough protease enzymes to digest that protein in a real relatively quick 8 to 10 hour time frame, then as it's slowly in the body trying to be digested, and people that have gout and arthritis definitely have a very slow protease enzyme digestive process, and that's only because very, very low enzyme production. But as you go through and you ingest all those proteins with your meals and then try to digest it, it's now taking 18 to 24 hours just to fully digest a protein meal. Well, the uric acid that's slowly being released, oh, now it's oxidized. It's already oxidized. Uric acid will oxidize in less than 10 hours. And when it oxidizes, it hardens really hard like a piece of glass. That's a crystal. So they call them uric acid crystals when they build up in your toes. And they're just like little knives. They cut and they poke on a microscopic level. And that's where the severe inflammation, anybody that's ever suffered from gout knows what I'm talking about. I mean, you can be sitting 5 feet away and blow from your mouth just a little bit of a breeze on a severely inflamed gout flare-up toe, and it'll just put you jumping right through the ceiling with pain. And that's how severely inflammation and inflamed gout can become. And I've seen it. I was down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on a stage of about 70 people lecturing, and one of the people in the audience had severe gout. And bottom line was, is we gave him the enzymes. I was there for a whole week lecturing 4 days out of the 7 days I was there, and I met him and did his blood on a Monday. Saturday evening he came in, and he was wearing shoes. And his inflammation had literally went down that much in just 6 days. So we know that it does work. We know all these contributing factors of disease and illness. And we have a product line that will solve the problems of the disease itself. And we have a product line that will potentially prevent these diseases from ever becoming a part of your life ever again, as long as you stay on these products. Because remember, the products are nearly supporting the body so that it can function properly and balanced as it's genetically designed to do. And as long as you keep taking the nutrients that support the natural functioning processes of the body, then you don't have disease and illness. It's real plain and simple. Obesity is running rampant in this country. And the biggest contributing factor to obesity today is a very sedentary lifestyle. People now sit and watch TV, they sit on their computers, they sit and talk on their phones all day the way I do as a business. Things like that, but obesity is really a problem. It has so many health risk potentials to it, it's countless. It will plague our medical system. It will probably bankrupt the American medical system and allopathic medicine in this country alone within 10 to 15 years. It will be so financially burdened and stressed, it won't even be a profitable venture anymore. But the sad thing is that so many people will lose their life. For the first time in recorded medical history, our children are predicted to die before the age of our death as their parents. So that, I mean, every time I talk about it, it brings me to tears to think that I'm going to have to live with the memory of my daughter's death. I don't even want to think about something like that. But that's what obesity is bringing about as statistical facts in America today. And again, one of the biggest reasons why people are obese, because they just don't have the ability to support the muscle tissue. Your muscle tissue is what creates the metabolism. Metabolism is the rate at which your body burns calories to create energy. Well, there's a little known fact out there, and again, I used to bodybuild and powerlift and all this stuff, you know, 15, 20 years ago in my life. So again, as with enzymes, I wasn't just doing it. I was passionate about it. I want to know every little thing about it. And when you look at a pound of body fat that's just hanging around on the body and your hips or your belly or wherever it's at, your body only has to metabolize 3 to 7 calories a day in order to hold on to a pound of body fat. But yet, in order for a pound of muscle tissue to be maintained, your body's required to burn 45 minimum and as much as 100 calories a day just to maintain a pound of lean muscle tissue. So again, creating a metabolism, and metabolism being the rate at which the body burns calories to create energy. So wouldn't it make sense to go out and carry 25 pounds of lean muscle tissue as opposed to 50 pounds of fat? Because remember, your body's only going to be forced to metabolize 50 pounds of fat, seven calories max. You only have to metabolize 350 calories a day to maintain or hold on to 50 pounds of body fat. Boy, that's sad. Now, but if we build lean muscle tissue and we focus on exercise, stressing and breaking down and rebuilding muscle tissue, if we can just build, say, 25 pounds of lean muscle tissue, we can do that in 3 months. We're just going to build 25 pounds of lean muscle tissue. Remember, we're going to burn a minimum of 45 calories. Let's just round that up to 50. So that's 1,250 calories a day that our body will metabolize effortlessly just to support lean muscle tissue. And if we build and we work out a little bit and make a real strong, dense lean muscle tissue, your body's going to burn 2,500 calories that you consume in your diet. It's just going to burn those right off just to support and maintain 25 pounds of lean muscle tissue on your body. That's why when you go to thinking about obesity and managing weight, the only thing you can possibly do, it's not going to be found in a pill. It drives me nuts and it makes me very angry that the weight loss industry still is bigger than ever because it's so dang unsuccessful. That's why it's so big. So again, world, I'm not going to say America, this is the world, get a clue. Get educated about your body. You have to exercise to create a metabolism. When you have a fast metabolism, you will burn all the fat your body could possibly have stored and then more than what you could consume. And you will be lean, you will be strong, and you will be healthy. And that will end the obesity problem. But you have to exercise to do this. Eating a whole bunch of protein like the Atkins diet, yeah, you'll burn off fat because you have so much metabolism going on. Remember, digestion consumes more calories as a single process than any and all of your other processes of the body put together. Just doing digestion of a heavy protein meal can consume 40 to 60% of every calorie contained within that food source just to digest it. So yeah, you can burn off some weight by eating protein, but the long-term down effects to that is look at all the hydrochloric acid you had to produce to digest that protein. And then look at all the calcium you had to leach out of your bones, causing bone density loss just to manage and clean up and neutralize that hydrochloric acid. So that's really not a smart long-term effect. The smart long-term effect is strength training, walk, exercise. Walking an hour a day can be just as beneficial as any and all other exercises combined. Why? Because of those muscles between your knee and your hip. Those are your anabolic activating muscles. Those two muscles on your thighs make up about 50% of your entire body's lean muscle tissue mass. And when you get those activated and you strengthen those, well, now you're creating a long-term metabolism. And all you have to do is just focus on those muscles between your knees and your thighs. And if you just did that, did squats, leg lifts, just walk. It doesn't have to be strenuous. You don't have to spend money on expensive weights and all that. If you just got up off your butt and spent an hour a day doing something with those muscles, you would create a great metabolism. And again, the faster the metabolism, the more caloric intake your body's going to require. So people like Tom Mano that holds the Guinness Book World Record and the strongest man in the bench press competition anywhere in the world. The guy benches almost 800 and some pounds. He could eat 10,000 calories a day and never get fat and gain a pound because he has so much muscle tissue that requires so many calories to be burned just to maintain them. And so that's the way to build a healthy body. I was going to talk a little bit about irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's, gastrointestinal disorders. But again, you can take back probiotics, enzymes again, make sure that everything's digested down. still can be easily eliminated. It doesn't get stuck up and congested and slowed down in the GI tract, creating bacterial growth and all kinds of fermentation and parasitic growth and so on and so forth. But again, we've got a product line that can tremendously help you. So with that being said, I just wanted to just cover the product line because we've got an extraordinarily high-quality product line. It's uncomparable and unsurpassed by anybody in the industry. And I think I've covered all the top diseases that we wanted to talk about. My whole purpose in life is to change people's lives, to rid this planet of disease and illness once and for all. The only way I can do that is through education and providing an extraordinarily high-quality product line that makes sense. Not that makes money, but makes sense. It really does something in the short term, the long term, without compromising the natural metabolic functions of the body. And that's something we've really accomplished and created with our product line. So I'm going to go ahead and end the call today. We do have nationwide live conference calls available. We do have multiple websites available for additional information for anybody that's interested. So thank you for today. And again, this is Ron Schneider. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.